Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
On October 27, 2020, Amy Coney Barrett became Justice Barrett, the fifth woman to serve on the United States Supreme Court. Her appointment cemented the court's 6-3 conservative majority amid howls from the left and cheers from the right, predicting the eventual overturning of the court's decision in the landmark abortion case known as Roe v. Wade. Now, just 1 year later, those predictions could come to fruition as the court hears the case of Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization. The case challenges a 2018 Mississippi law that outlaws abortions after 15 weeks of gestation. The law was challenged the day after it was signed and was declared unconstitutional in two lower court rulings. On May 17th of this year, the U.S. Supreme Court agreed to hear the case, setting off a flurry of activity in the pro-life and pro-abortion camps. Yesterday, Montana Governor Greg Gianforte joined 11 other Republican governors in filing an amicus brief asking the court to overturn Roe v. Wade and its sister case, Planned Parenthood v. Casey. When the dust clears, the court is likely to be inundated with amicus briefs from both sides. Those asking the court to strike Roe will likely come from Republican governors, members of Congress, Republican state legislators, and pro-life groups like Americans United for Life, Susan B. Anthony List, and the Montana Family Foundation. Those asking the court to uphold Roe will include Democratic governors, Democrat members of Congress, and groups like Planned Parenthood and the ACLU. In terms of high-profile cases, it doesn't get any bigger than this. Those of us who have fought for decades to preserve life will finally have our day in court, and the court itself will finally have the chance to revisit one of the most egregious decisions in its history, one that has cost the lives of over 60 million innocent preborn children. So in practical terms, what would overturning Roe v. Wade actually look like? Many in the pro-life community believe it would finally make abortions illegal. Unfortunately, that's not necessarily the case, especially here in Montana. Striking Roe would simply return the issue to the states to regulate, which was the case before 1973. As you may recall, Roe was predicated on a made-up right to privacy in the U.S. Constitution. Unfortunately, an explicit right to privacy exists in the Montana Constitution, and in 1999, in the case of Armstrong v. State of Montana, Montana's liberal Supreme Court applied Montana's right to privacy to the issue of abortion. If the U.S. Supreme Court strikes Roe, the issue will revert to the states, and abortion will still be legal in Montana. The good news is that Montana is trending more and more pro-life, which means that amending our state constitution to outlaw abortion is a real possibility. That said, we stand with Governor Gianforte, Senator Steve Daines, and Congressman Matt Rosendale, as well as the pro-life members of the Montana legislature, in looking forward to the day when the scourge of abortion will be lifted from Montana forever. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.